This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
So all of Australia at the moment seems to be talking about Framing Britney Spears, the documentary, because it finally went to air down under last night on Channel 9.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense documentary showing kind of how strong, independent, beautiful Britney was at the start of her career and that slow downfall she had in front of the media and the way that the media laughed at her, the world laughed at her, which was really horrible. But also more about that conservatorship.
It's so confusing to me, that whole world. Like the thought that a woman like that, you know, she can go on stage and perform in Vegas and literally make millions of dollars. Like she's got enough, she's capable enough to do that, but not capable enough to run her finances. That
or you just run her life. Like choose her friends.
She can't get a phone without her dad.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, it's baffling.
It's crazy stuff. Look, you won't hear it on this particular catch up here, but on this feed, we have our full extended interview. So wherever you're listening to this, it's on the same feed with a guy called Billy B, who's her personal makeup artist and just a really close friend to Britney.
It's a great insight.
Hear it all. There's an extended catch up podcast now on this feed. Get your ears around it, everyone. It's amazing stuff.
Cliffo and Gabby's Letter of the Week.
This is something we did just before Christmas where we kind of brought back the old Saturday Disney idea where you send in a letter of the week and we had a great prize to hand out. And we loved it so much for the Christmas theme that we thought, why not bring it back for Easter?
I think we just did letter of the week around Christmas time.
Yeah, like
you're right. We didn't deliberately theme it Christmas, but because we did it in the lead up to Christmas, all of our packs that were being sent in were Christmas themed.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because now I think about it, when they did it on Saturday Disney, all the packs were kind of Disney themed. Like
You're
there was
right.
a lot of Mickey Mouse
theme,
ears and stuff
you?
Like that. So yeah, we thought let's bring it back in the lead up to Easter. And the prize we're going to dish
this
out.
This is so amazing.
Is $500 worth of chocolate for our winner and their class.
So we'd really love for whole classes to get involved in this. So if you're a teacher, start getting the textures and craft supplies ready because if your class gets involved, that's $500 worth of chocolate for the entire class. And that's what we'd love to see.
We had a lot of that last time.
We did. We had a few classes get involved.
Getting involved. So get ready. Like Gab says, think Saturday Disney mail-ins from the 90s. That was... I was going to say the inspiration, but it's just a stolen idea. It's exactly. They did letter of the week.
It's literally the idea.
We do letter of the week. It's not even a photocopy. It's the original idea repackaged.
Yep.
But we've actually kept everything from when we did this just before Christmas.
Well, we loved it so much. Yeah, you can't throw them out.
And we went through it again this morning just to have a listen. Here's some inspo to sort of get the creative juices flowing into what you could create for Cliffo and Gabby's Letter of the Week.
I really enjoy the bunting that was made by a class. And it was full on Merry Christmas and it had us made as elves on each end.
Yeah.
That was one of my favourites. Plus, it was full of glitter. Glitter is always a winner for me.
We've got decorated shopping bags here, posters.
Origami.
Like origami. This one was one of my favourites. It's a recycled old book that was folded into a Christmas tree with a lovely note written on it. So I like that one because that...
Creative and upcycling.
It's the only sort of cycling we do. True. And that's inspo, everyone. So get thinking.
Get your craft supplies.
Gabby's letter of the week, all right?
Extra points for glitter because we love spreading glitter around the office. And then
you've always called it the herpes of the craft world.
You can't get rid of it. It just keeps popping up whenever you least expect it. But get all your supplies ready. Get your class organised. Get everyone pumped.
Yeah.
And details on where to send it will be dropping very soon.
Alpha Bucks.
Right, your Thursday Alpha Bucks letter is D. That will get you closer to $1,000 cash.
And the answer we're giving away is a girl's best friend. Diamonds.
Diamonds. Shining bright like a diamond. It's an answer for Alpha Bucks in the morning. Add here.
Framing Britney Spears is a documentary that's had a lot of chitter-chatter about it. It was only available in the States up until last night when Channel 9 finally aired it. So many different, you know, levels to the documentary when it comes to Britney Spears. But we wanted to talk to someone who knows her personally. And we've actually managed to get Britney Spears' personal makeup artist on the phone with us this morning. His name is Billy B and he joins us from the States right now. How are you, Billy?
I'm good. Hello, hello.
It's so good to have you on, Billy, because you were Britney's personal makeup artist when a lot of the stuff that we saw in the documentary last night was actually happening. But you're still friends now. You are still in contact with her to this day. How is Britney doing at the moment?
Britney is doing really well. I mean, certainly she could be doing a lot better. Mm. She has found a way to be happy. She is 100% optimistic about the way things are going and appreciates all the love and support.
So what was your take on the documentary Framing Britney Spears? A lot of it was centered around the conservatorship that she's under, where her assets and her life are pretty much controlled. What's your take on all of that?
The two things that really stood out to me, the first and most important, was sort of the testimony of Adam Streisand, who spoke about Britney's state of mind just after she had been released from the hospital. She knew that the conservatorship was inevitable. Mm. She was being proactive and reached out to him, which speaks to how well she was even just after leaving the hospital. And so what's so important about that now is this many years later, there's still this narrative that Britney is not well and not capable. And, you know, that was now 12 years ago when she was so capable. So I felt like that was the real takeaway from the documentary. The other part that I loved was Felicia, Britney's longtime assistant and confidant and friend, reminding us of why the world fell in love with Britney in the first place. I found that, you know, amazing. And it was a bright spot in having to relive all of the horrible things that Britney was put through by the paparazzi, by the press, by tabloids, by comedians. And I just felt like it was really powerful, Felicia reminding us of who Britney really is.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you look back at how she was treated and it's absolutely horrific. Are you fighting for Britney to be freed? You know, there is that movement, Free Britney. It's trending everywhere. Are you part of that movement?
You know, I am grateful to the movement because the movement is actually how Britney and I reconnected. Britney saw a rally that was streaming live and saw that I was at that rally.
Wow.
Along with actually Jason Alexander, who was her first husband, who was also at that rally. And she then reached out to me a couple of weeks later, you know, to thank me for it. And actually, what was interesting, she kind of warned me of what to expect in getting involved.
Interesting.
Okay, so you have been in direct contact with Britney, texts, calls, that sort of stuff. How does that work under the conservatorship? Does she have complete control over a mobile phone? Can she just text you or call you whenever she wants?
The short answer is no.
Wow.
I mean, what I'll say about that is you know, we have found a very secure way of communicating.
Britt has said in the past that she's not going to work anymore while her father is still in control of her conservatorship and makes money off her work. That's why she stopped her Vegas residency. Do you think we're going to see any new music from Britt anytime soon?
I mean, what I can say about that is Britney has a strategy.
Okay.
She does not own her name, and she does not own her brand.
Mm.
And so, you know, I believe that part of her strategy is to stop making money that she does not have any control over.
Yes.
Smart strategy. Good for her.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is a smart strategy. Right.
Tell us, what kind of person is Britney Spears? Or more, I guess more to the point, What sort of person was Britney Spears at the height of her fame when, you know, a lot of the documentary stuff was filmed? And what sort of person is she now?
So my experience with her working, it was concerning. I mean, I knew something wasn't right. She was very lonely, very isolated, overly protected, for sure. On the set of X Factor, you know, there were no people in the green room. There were no friends. Even the other judges didn't come in the dressing room to visit with her. We were never left unmonitored, ever. So what was immediately interesting to me is when we reconnected, how different our relationship was, because it could be.
So you're able to communicate a little more freely now through whatever means you're communicating.
The level of control blows my mind.
Yeah, me too.
The level of control, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw 60 Minutes Australia the other night, but I talked about, you know, Britney is not allowed to drive her car. She's not allowed to marry. She doesn't have control of her own reproductive rights. She's not allowed to see friends. Her phone is restricted. You know, to stay in the positive lane, which is what Britney appreciates, is to, you know, stress the fact that, you know, she's in a great relationship with Sam Asghari. She sees her mother. She sees her sister. She sees her children. You know, she's found a way to be happy in the situation that she is in. She's the ultimate optimist, and I find it inspiring every day.
Obviously, we live in a COVID world now, and it's blown my mind the amount of control Britney is under that you've, you know, described this morning. But in a post-COVID world, is there a chance we'll ever see Britney Spears perform in Australia again?
I mean, I don't know about Australia. She is a gigantic global superstar, and she will remain that way. And I believe that she will get what she wants. And I think it's important to understand what that is. And in this moment, she is asking for her father to be removed.
Mm.
That's what she's asking. And so it's important for people to understand that and to respect the fact that, you know, Britney is very smart. She has a strategy. The strategy is working. And everyone should be very optimistic and, you know, love and support Britney. I mean, she's an extraordinary person. She's an extraordinary entertainer, and she's not finished.
I think it's a great note to end on.
Yeah.
Billy B was Britney Spears' personal makeup artist and a close friend who is still in contact with Britney. Obviously, the world's talking about Britney and Australia particularly after the Framing Britney Spears documentary went to air last night on Channel 9. Some amazing insights from a very close friend to Britney there. Billy B, thank you so much for your time and our love to you and to Britney.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
Looking for advice this morning, though, on 131060, because I'm getting at midday a hysterosalpingogram or whatever. I don't know how you say it.
That's You're
how
getting
I'm,
better.
I think
You're
that's how you say
it. Saying it with confidence.
Well, I'm saying it with confidence, but it doesn't mean I'm doing it right. But what it is, I'm saying, is where they flush your tubes because they actually inject your reproductive area with dye. So on an x-ray, they can see if that liquid goes through your fallopian tubes, or they'll be able to see if there's a blockage if the liquid isn't able to go through. So it's very invasive. I've been told it's very painful, but I'm really nervous about it. So I just thought if anyone out there has actually undergone this procedure, I would love to hear from you and hear your insights.
Your mind goes to crazy places because you were told to expect pain and you were told to take paracetamol.
Yeah. Panadol beforehand, before the when they tell you to take Panadol before you go in for a procedure, you know it's bad.
It's not going to be great. Yeah. Our first caller wants to remain anonymous, which is cool.
Yep.
131060 if you want to weigh in. So anonymous, good morning. Thank you for ringing us.
Morning.
Have you had this done?
I did about 6 to 8 months ago.
Oh, so it'd be nice and fresh in your mind. What?
Yeah.
What was your experience?
So it is a little invasive. Think pap smear, but with five other people in the room.
Oh, God.
Oh, good.
So you've got your radiographer, usually two nurses, and your obstetrician. I had a trainee in there as well, so that was fun.
Wow.
A trainee bloke. So it is obviously a bit like getting a pap smear. So once they inject the dye, everything will contract a bit. So you will get a snippet about what it might feel like to have contractions, Gabby.
Oh, good.
Just a snippet. It's definitely not as – I've actually had a child, so I know what contractions are like. It's not as intense, but you will get a snippet. Afterwards, there is some mild cramping, nothing hectic. So, yeah, the Panadol beforehand would be a good idea.
Right.
And wear a pad afterwards, maybe even pop a towel on your car seat.
Oh,
just
oh
in
my
case.
God, wow.
Because the liquid has to go somewhere, right?
Oh, you girls, I feel so sorry for you.
It sucks to be a girl.
I'm a fortunate bloke who has been there and actually witnessed a couple of pap smears when my wife was pregnant.
Mm.
And, yeah, I've seen how they happen. So if it's that multiplied.
Yeah.
Whew, sending you love, mate.
Yeah.
Sonia on 131060, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a similar experience to our last caller, Sonia?
Yeah, so I had mine about 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to get all the tests done so I could find out about getting IVF, and that was the start for it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And so they said to me, so it's like Smurf. So it's a blue Smurf dye, they called it.
Wow. Okay. At least that's putting a bit of fun in something that's a really unfun procedure.
So Papa Smurf is going in to investigate.
Interesting. So they said a very high chance of falling pregnant after that procedure because it actually cleans out your tubes.
Interesting.
That's worth taking, though.
Okay. All right. Noted.
131060. Jane's here. Hey, Jane.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Jane.
Good luck. Good luck today.
Thank you.
When I had mine, I only had it a few months ago, and they told me to take Buscopan before.
Yes, that's what I've got. Yes. Brilliant. Yeah.
What's Buscopan? That? That's a painkiller, is it?
It's a painkiller
yeah, that's like cramping.
Yeah, it's specified for period cramps and that kind of thing.
I see.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's helpful.
So mine was only a few months ago, and they were wonderful when they do the procedure. The nurse, like, pats you and, like, makes sure you're all right.
Oh.
There's only a few minutes of cramping, but the funniest bit was they told me after it, okay, you've got to do what's called the mad dash. So lying down, you had to do like two steps to the toilet. Otherwise, this like honey liquid iodine comes out. So it was hilarious, like doing these big, you know, jumps to the toilet before it all kind of flushes out. But it's amazing. They show you on the screen when it's happening, so you can actually see it all.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. So
it's going to be interesting.
So painful but interesting and a mad dash at the end.
Get ready for the mad dash at the end.
All right. Okay, I'm ready.
Good luck. From all of us, Gabs, we're thinking of you, mate.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Good luck. Please, yeah. The hit.